NPR's John Burnett is in Afghanistan. Earlier this week, he was in the eastern part of the country where today's operation against Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters took place. He joins me now on the line from Kabul. John, what more can you tell us about the operation?
It's interesting because when I was there 4 days ago, the commanders that I was talking to in Gardez, the city you mentioned, and then Khost, which is several hours away, were talking about all of the Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters that had fled into the mountains. Reuters is quoting some of these Afghan fighters, and they described mortar fire, rockets, light and heavy machine gun fire, that some of the Afghan units were feared cut off and trapped up there by the return fire. The figure of 5,000 diehard fighters, which I had read, seems very high to me, considering that U.S. officials quote as many as 5,000 Al-Qaeda remaining in the entire country. It seems unlikely that they're all in the Shaikot Mountains. But there are two Afghan forces that are involved in this. Each is a 500 men trained by U.S. Special Forces in mountain assault tactics, and those are the folks I met earlier in the week, and now they are being engaged.
Are there any American ground forces involved in this?
There are about 100 U.S. Special Forces in each of the two garrisons, in Khost and Gardez. They won't talk to journalists, but we understand that 50 were involved in this operation. What they did is hard to say. We know the Americans have spy satellites over the area, but they depend very heavily on these local tribal militias for their intelligence, one that belongs to a warlord, Pacha Khan, and the other, which is the Gardez militia. And between the two, they really have pretty good intelligence in these three rugged border provinces.
The Al-Qaeda fighters have been able to regroup. Where are they getting support from?
Well, what they told me is that the Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters who have fled up into these mountains have supporters up there. These are very isolated tribal villages. They're Pashtun, ethnic groups. They're extremely religious and conservative. And what I was told is these fighters, these fleeing fighters, come in there. They say they're fighting the infidels to defend Islam. The villagers, very isolated, don't know any better, and so they support them. And so they're up there. In some cases, the Al-Qaeda fighters were told with their families also. And the same thing extends to Pakistan, because these are tribal areas that don't recognize boundaries in some ways, and so they're the same people. And so we understand that all this creates a web of support up in the mountains, as well as some innocent civilians up there.
John, U.S. forces pounded Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters for months. Why are they still there? How is it they're still able to fight?
Well, we don't really know where these diehard Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters came from. They could have come down from, remember, the Tora Bora cave complexes to the north that they were bombing several months ago. They could have come down the road from Kabul, which is 2.5 hours away as they fled the capital. They could have come from the cities of Gardez and Khost. You have to, I mean, to see this land, you understand how completely rugged and remote it is. And its proximity to Pakistan, the sympathy of the Pashtun tribesmen, makes it ideal for these last diehards.
NPR's John Burnett in Kabul, Afghanistan. Thank you, John.
You're welcome, Korva.